With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Egypt, the second day of talks today, taking place on the two-year anniversary of the Hamas surprise attack on Israel that triggered the current war. Meanwhile, the World Trade Organization has sharply raised its forecast for the growth in goods this year. This change comes after an unexpectedly strong first half, driven by front-loaded orders linked to U.S. tariff charges, raising AI-related purchases and robust developing world trade going on at the same time. The verdict is still out on whether President Trump's tariffs are raising $17 trillion, as he has claimed, or will actually cost the economy a little bit of money in the long run. And again, the verdict is still out on that decision. And President Trump says he does not understand why Democrats in Chicago and other cities refuse to let federal law enforcement officials or National Guard troops help keep people safe.
I listened to the governor and the mayor get up and say how they have it under control. They don't. It's probably worse than almost any city in the world. You can go to Afghanistan. You can go to a lot of different places, and they probably marvel at how much crime we have.
And President Trump, like Republicans across Virginia and beyond, have been calling for Democrat State Attorney General candidate Jay Jones to quit the race after the publication of private text messages from 2022 suggesting that a political opponent get, quote, two bullets in the head. Senator Tom Cotton told the Salem Radio Network that the man who killed a conservative activist, Charlie Kirk, is in fact a left-wing liberal himself.
The text messages that emerge from this deranged, psychopathic Democrat Jay Jones in Virginia over the weekend would be grounds for him to immediately withdraw from the race.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. The man who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice has been sentenced. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Nicholas Roski was arrested before he could kill Brett Kavanaugh, and he could have gotten 30 years in prison. Instead, he received an 8-year term from U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who says she specifically took into account the fact that Roski is now living as a woman. Boardman stated that in sentencing, she was influenced by, quote, the fact that she is a transgender woman and will be sent to a male-only prison facility. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sukkot, a week-long Jewish holiday celebrating the traditional gathering of the harvest, is getting underway. It continues through Monday, October 13th. Sukkot is considered one of the most joyful festivals on all of the Jewish calendar, distinctive in that it explicitly encourages Jews to rejoice and discourages public mourning. This year, the first full day of Sukkot falls on the second anniversary of the Hamas attack. This is SRN News. One of Sudan's most notorious militants is found guilty of crimes in his country.
The International Criminal Court has convicted a leader of the feared Janjaweed militia of playing a leading role in atrocities in Sudan's Darfur region over 20 years ago. It's the first time the court has convicted a suspect of crimes in Darfur.
Foster Poultry Farms is recalling more than 3.8 million pounds of its chicken corn dog products after wood was found in some of the batter. Ken Lorman reports. Attorney General Pam Bondi is defending herself at a congressional hearing against Democrat criticism that she weaponized the Justice Department. Bondi will face questions over political pressure on the agency to pursue President Trump's perceived foes. During Bondi's opening remarks, she echoed some conservative claims that President Joe Biden weaponized the department. More details at SRNNews.com.